Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the most claps, a listener saw Tom and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
Paid commercial announcement for the Joe Jefferson Spanish Language El Learno Sistemo from Joe Jackson.
Hello, I'm Jose Jackson. I am the creator of the Joe Johnson Memory System, the Jeff Jennings Vocabulary Builder Upper, and of course, the Joe Johnson Memory System. Do you realize that thousands of people migrate to this country every week? It's true. And let's face it, most of them are Hispanic people. They come from countries like Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, Peru, Panamania, and many come from Mexico. Yes. Some of them are legal, some are illegal, but most have one thing in common. They don't know how to habla English. That's why I've come up with my new program, the Jesus Johansson Spanish Language El Learno Sistemo. With my El Learno System, you will be able to speak Spanish like a naive person in just weeks. Does my El Learno Sistemo work? Well, just listen to these ceremonials from Satisfied Customs.
In my job, I work with many people who are Latincios. I needed to learn Spanish so I could talk to them. I ordered the Javier Johnson Spanish Language El Learno Sistemo, and in just 5 short weeks, I was able to understand Spanish. Or, as we say in Spanish, I was able to aprehendo Spanish. Gracias, Jorge Jackson.
I'm a salesman, and many of my customers are Hispanics. Thanks to the Joe Jimenez Spanish Language El Learno Sistemo, I am now able to speak to them in tongues they understand. Instead of starting a sales call by saying, "Hi, my name is Fred," I'm now able to say, "Hola, my llama's name is Fred." Thanks, Julio.
Yes, with the Juan Jackson Spanish Language El Learno Sistemo, you will learn many important phrases and expressions in just weeks. Listen to a couple of examples taken right from the CD that's included with your Jojo Juarez Spanish Language El Learno Sistemo.
Where is the bathroom?
¿Dónde está el crapatorio del dulce?
Who is that grouchy old man sitting at the table?
¿Qué es el wrinkly saco bastardo at el mesa?
Let's face it, speaking more than one language is very important in business today. In fact, some experts even go so far as to say it's very important. Learning Spanish with the Jackie Jalisco Spanish Language El Learno Sistemo will make you an invaluable asset to your company and expunge your career opportunities. Just listen to what my El Learno Sistemo did for this fellow's career.
I was in a dead-end job. mostly because I didn't really understand how to pronounce Spanish words. Then I heard about the Jose Jasper Spanish Language El Learno Sistema. I ordered it, and in just 2 months, I was promoted to assistant night manager. Oh, excuse me. I have a customer.
Welcome to Jerry's Taco World. Would you like to try a burrito?
The Javier Jorgensen Spanish Language El Learno Sistema can help you communicate with your Spanish-speaking workforce. Wouldn't it be great to be able to answer all of their questions about job benefits? For instance, when they ask you the following questions, you'll understand exactly what they're saying.
¿Queso workers compensito?
No.
¿Queso benefito el medical?
Nada.
¿Queso insurance la vida?
Nope.
¿Queso wages de minimum?
No way, Jose.
Ay, ay, ay.
The Jesse Jacinto Spanish Language El Learno Sistema. It's just 45,000 pesos, or 19 American dollars. The Joshua Jimenez Spanish Language El Learno Sistema. Order it today by calling 1-888-TELEFONO. Or, in Spanish, that's, you know, ocho, 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 telephone. Call today.
That was magnifico, Señor Jefferson.
Oh, darn, I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, sí, magnifico means good.
Oh, I see. Well, that's handy to know. Merci, Donkey Shane.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Stupid world
long
record.
Siege is finally over. Josh, you paying attention?
Yes.
Okay, good. An Iowa man.
Iowa, you say?
Uh-huh. He's earned the Guinness World Record title for most claps in 1 minute.
Really?
Okay, now, Josh, I'm going to time you, and go.
Okay, time six.
Well, who's counting, though?
5 seconds.
So how many claps? You timed the seconds?
842.
Whoa.
No. The Quad City Times reports that Dalton Meyer of Davenport.
Dalton.
Managed to clap 1,140 times in 60 seconds.
Man.
I think I could have
this is a weird.
Given him a run for the money.
I looked this up, and it's this weird clapping. It's not regular clapping.
What do you mean it's weird
it one of
clapping?
These where it's like they clap twice in once
yeah,
or something?
It's really odd.
It's pretty fascinating.
Is he using his whole body? Using his legs and
no,
chest and such?
It's like
clapping his ass.
It's pretty fascinating, though.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
1,000 times in a second, really?
No, 1,100.
Come on.
I want to see the fastest booty clapper.
That's what oh, yeah, that'd
booty
be fun.
That's
booty.
A hot, hot, hot thing.
Meyer
said
you
ever seen
record?
A woman booty clap oh. where she just moves and her ass cheeks slap
yeah,
together?
Smack together.
That's
cool.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of rap
do they have to be naked?
No, not really.
Well, it helps, but.
Yeah. But I bet Nicki Minaj can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of your other. Thick-assed mm-hmm. stars.
You're Nicki Minaj, you're Cardi B. For
yeah,
example.
Sure, sure. Mm.
It's cool. It's very
is
cool.
There a, is
yeah,
there a,
sure, sure.
Is there a front naughty version of that?
That's oh, Tommy.
The fanny clap.
Just called.
If we were in Britain,
it's terrible if you have the fanny clap.
That's like a steak-em thing, isn't it?
The old steak-ems.
Yeah, right.
Thank you,
Christy.
Yeah. Remember, you said that.
I know.
Yeah. This guy that did this, he's a really good-looking young guy, Dalton
What's that
Meyer.
Got to do with anything?
Because it's such a dorky record.
Here. Wrist clapping is
yeah.
what they call it.
Huh.
Involves using the wrist and fingers to slap the palm of the other hand.
Yeah, it's just the stupidest thing.
Now you've got something.
I think I could beat the record.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's how dumb it looks, Josh. Except
trying to concentrate.
500.
I like that.
How are they counting?
It has to be counted by some machine, I guess. But this, I was thinking this guy would be some pimply faced jerk, and he looks like a really cool guy. So, congratulations, sir. The world's record of that. Okay.
Now that's fascinating what Josh was doing.
But if that's pretty much what it is. what Josh was
did
doing.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
Do you watch the video of all the world records?
I try to. If I don't understand them, because you couldn't physically clap a thousand times in a
You just don't say, to hell with that, I don't
Right. Yeah. It's fascinating to me. You'd spend any time if you're doing this.
It's fascinating.
So what do you do in your spare time, Roger? Well, I clap.
You do?
Really? You got the world record for clap?
Well, what's
I thought John Mayer had that.
What's less interesting, being the guy that clapped the most or being the guy that watches the guy clap the most and being the guy that watches the guy spinning the plates and be the guy watching the guy running a mile in stilts?
Which is
love
you.
All stuff, yeah.
Love all that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I love the plate guy. Okay.
King of the encore, this man.
You love the stilts.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get you some stilts. If we get you some stilts for Christmas, will you go?
I am no longer allowed to stilt.
Doctor's orders, Chick. Specific doctor's orders.
Yeah. That's what he always does. And he thinks we're not onto him. It's either doctor or lawyer. And, I can't. Yeah. I've been ordered or not.
In the hospital, doctor, just tell me one thing. Will I ever be able to use my stilts again?
No, I can't fall on my arm again. It's already bad enough. I don't want to do it from 10 feet
up.
Yeah, but you ski, though.
How about if I...
That's because I ski with throw great, you out with great care, and that's fun.
You can do radio with one arm. You've got a mic holder.
Do you think? How many more places would it break if I threw you out that window? What do you think?
I don't think that's penetrable.
Well, it might take fiber 10 times.
Or dynamite.
Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tomorrow for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action. So don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup tomorrow, only on Prime.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Dear Jackasses.
Hi.
And Christy. I'm a lifelong fan. Grew up listening to the show with my dad, and I've always dreamed of meeting someone from the show.
Oh.
I'm a truck driver, and last Friday I was delivering to a restaurant in Indianapolis and came down the ramp from my truck to make my delivery, and who's walking by? Tom Griswold.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, hello. He responded, and then I froze. I completely blew it! Exclamation point. I've been beating myself up ever since for not engaging in a conversation and wish I'd gotten a picture with him.
Well, that's his first mistake. You don't engage in a conversation.
You become enlightened.
You become a brick wall as he talks at you.
Well, I'm sure I would have gladly talked with this gent.
Yeah, he's on his way now. So. No, I'm kidding.
What's his name?
Matt.
Do you remember this encounter? A driver saying, hey, and you said, hi.
When was it?
Friday.
This Friday?
Restaurant.
A month ago Friday. November.
Where'd you eat Friday?
November 4th.
Willie and I were doing the PA announcing at a high school football game.
What, you didn't have lunch?
During the day?
He would have been delivering during the day, I would have thought.
I don't recall. I don't think I did.
Okay, well.
Are you calling this
liar?
You're calling him a liar.
There could have been another man in a khaki.
Oh, you know something?
Shirt.
I just realized where it was. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was picking up a salad for someone. I did not.
Oh, all right. How kind of you.
I know exactly where we're. Thank you, sir. You doing nice work there unloading all that stuff. I did say hi to him, and I said, wow, that's a lot of stuff. He was delivering a bunch of stuff to a restaurant.
Like what?
I just box after box after box of stuff that makes the delicious lunches and dinners for all of us. Thank you very much.
Did it seem like he froze?
You think it was meat or bread?
I don't know. Could you get that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
I don't have any coffee or bagels. It's got Mountain Dew and Pop-Tarts.
Hello?
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. What's going on?
Man, these strippers nowadays are sure needy, Tom.
Really?
You know? It's not enough. I put a roof over her head for the night. Now she expects consensual breakfast. How she's staying at a 5-star Howard Johnson's.
Consensual breakfast.
Get dressed and I'll drop you off. You ain't staying here while I'm at work. Still on my tapes. I ain't falling for that again. You know what they say, Bob and Tom? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and I'm out another TV VCR combo. It's one time I picked up a chick at my coworker Janice's 40th birthday party. Mm-hmm. Can we please pass a law that once you turn 21, no more birthday parties? How about this? From now on, we celebrate your 21st. We all go out, big party, lots of chicks, and after your 21st, we don't attend anything birth-related till your funeral. State law.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of death, nothing sounds more pathetic than a bunch of grown adults half-ass singing happy birthday to another grown-ass adult. And I'll say it right to their face. Only worse sound is when my neighbor Mitchell and his sea cow of a wife have it going on in a hot tub. You know, when she goes into rut this time of year. I found this out. Spoiler alert, gag gifts ain't always appreciated. Because I got that chick some edible underwear. And I'd already eaten out the crouch in them, so they'd be game ready.
Oh, boy.
But guess who didn't find it funny?
Her
husband.
No. Oh,
hang on a second. What now what? Hold on. Hey, Bob and Tom, I got to help Misty.
Okay.
What? I'm sorry, I got to help Amber find her thong.
Okay, thanks, Donnie.
Boy.
Needy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that consensual breakfast. Down there in the lobby, you got a roll and got a microwave.
Yeah. Oh, you have hot foam at that one.
Hot foam shaving cream at the hotel.
Right there at the buffet.
Perfect. No, it's in the next room.
So you go down, you're staying at a hotel.
He was sour creaming his face.
So you go down to the locker room to shower and get ready rather than getting ready in your own room.
Yeah, because I get up like 2 hours for everybody else.
This ranch dressing gives you a nice smooth shave.
So he likes to shower far away from everybody.
So do you sit there sweating while you're eating your breakfast?
No.
No,
they have two. It's a separate room. It's right down the hallway. They've got a nice place you can go. They've got a couple showers. But there's a pool. See, how cool is it having a pool right there at the hotel and even the middle of
water? A lot of places have pools.
Yeah, but
right,
not the kind
the
where
hotel.
You jump in the pool, then you swim under this glass wall and you're outside.
Yeah, that's fun.
And it's snowing.
That is cool.
And the moon is up. It's dark. Nobody's awake.
Yeah, but you love that. That sounds great.
You don't have a suit on. You know, if someone looks out their window, they're going, my God.
Oh, that man's wrestling a python.
How could he swim straight with a rudder like that?
Look at the hog on that
guy.
I bet he knows where the hot foam is.
No, then you go back in and take a nice hot shower. It's 5, you know, I get 4 in the morning, 5, and there's nobody there but me. It's great.
That's so weird that you still wake up that early on vacation.
I know. Why don't you treat yourself and sleep in?
Nope. No, thanks. I want to say hello to all of our early riser friends listening out there. Remember my motto, if I ever run for public office, all money's earned before 9 a.m., tax-free.
Yeah. 8 a.m.
Oh, really?
Make sure those pesky teachers don't sneak in there, Josh. Is that what you're worried about?
No teachers. Automatically, no income tax on teachers.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Take a job as a teacher? Absolutely. Income tax-free.
It's not what you've said in the past.
Well, I've been spoken to.
I had the opportunity this weekend.
And now, Josh is correct.
No matter how many teachers I had tell me they loved that joke because it actually brought attention to the problem.
I think my tax-free thing is a much better platform.
That is a good plan.
I'm sorry, Christy.
It's a very good plan, Tom.
Thank you, sir.
Military officials are saying the primitive image of a penis painted in the sky by an Air Force aircraft was an accident.
No way.
According to BuzzFeed News, the phallic flight path was discovered by observers of flight tracking website Flight Radar 24.
Who looks at that?
Maybe I do.
But besides future terrorists.
Italian media outlet La Repubblica reported that the sky penis was drawn near Tartus, a Syrian city where Russia has a naval base.
Don't talk down to me. I know where that is.
While some took it as a mockery of Russian President Vladimir Putin, Air Force officials said the penis had been drawn inadvertently.
I'll tell you what. There is no way this was a mistake.
A spokesperson for U.S. Air Forces in Europe stated that the KC-135 Stratotanker operating in the Eastern Mediterranean adjusted between multiple different flight tracks during the course of the mission. While these adjustments and movements appear to create a vulgar outline, there was no intent by the pilots or the unit to do so.
I would grant you this. Maybe one shaft and one ball. Okay, maybe a mistake. This has got twin balls at the bottom of a large shaft. It is absolutely not. This is something that they do for fun. They get the flight path down and go, look what this is going to do, knowing this is going to happen.
Okay.
And if they're mocking Putin, good for him. I get it. But there's no way whoever the spokesperson is, you know, he's lying through his teeth. Oh, just by chance, it looks exactly like a primitive penis.
Well, perhaps a little waterboarding will loosen his tongue.
What do you think, Josh? Come on.
I
think it could be an accident.
I do too.
Oh, the two balls at the bottom of the shaft?
Well, they're not balls, they're circles. They were circling around
Christy,
something.
Balls are round. Okay, I don't want to get into
they're oblong,
aren't they?
But a lot of aircraft circles.
Not perfectly round.
Does it have the accoutrement? Does it have the hairs maybe at the base?
No.
These guys aren't. Come on.
They're not an Etch-a-Sketch.
Can you draw some pubic hair on that?
Do we have a song, Pat?
Yeah, we do. Dean, are you ready? Yeah.
Oh, Dean's there.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Oh, the classic.
When I'm flying on a mission quest, get a little naughty, I confess. Make the other pilots laugh till they cry while I go up and write a penis in the sky. Going up, write a penis in the sky.
In the sky.
Two smoky balls and a big one eye.
One eye.
I leave laughing in a cloud of dust and a couple of puffs at the tip. That's a must. Might be in trouble when I get back. Dick joke, they'll say, what a hack. It's easy enough to draw a big old Woody, but what about that sweet, sweet booty? Going up, right a vagina in the sky. It's quite dangerous, I might die. Ovals and openings, canyons and cliffs. Just thinking about it makes me stiff.
Yeah, Dean. Nicely done. A tribute to Norman Greenbaum.
And what a great
classic
song.
Spirit of the Sky. Thank you very much. There's no way this was a mistake.
Oh, you are so... All right.
There's a chance, but there's light.
A chance.
There is we've had 10 stories like this in the last few years where they deliberately will do drawings in these aircraft. And it just shows what great pilots they are and what high-quality navigation equipment they have.
Okay.
And
Or they're a bunch of jokers.
Yeah, they're having fun. They're out there doing their job, having a little fun. I'm sure there's a lot of tedium involved in that, not to mention a lot of danger. So good luck to you.
They're in the danger zone.
That's right.
Oh, that's correct. Thank you very much.
I've seen Top Gun Maverick.
Danger zone.
Ow. A man who was lost in the Colorado wilderness.
I have this question, Josh.
Yeah.
You are a doodler.
Yes.
You doodle when you're here. You doodle all the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Is there a theme to your doodles?
Depends on the day.
I bet there is, yeah. And I bet Freud would have something to say about them.
Do you keep them?
I don't have any on me now, but no, I don't. I throw them away each day.
Do you show them to your therapist?
No, but I'm sure she would go, oh, yeah, that's clearly...
Another phallus?
They tend to be triangular, and they tend to be... I fill them in. There's something, I'm sure.
Triangular like the... hair on a
women's.
I have no idea. I don't know what I'm doodling. I just let the doodle happen. Oh. I don't think about it. So,
It's like a Rorschach test, though, where the therapist look at it and go, oh, I can see a theme.
Yeah, yeah, I can see here that you're clearly obsessed with your grandmother's bush. Yeah. Oh, I would go, well, I'm going to need a new therapist. All that's insanity.
You ever run my idea by her?
Which is?
Rorschach tampons. Ladies,
what?
You know, yeah. I ran that by my last therapist.
Yeah, you'd bring him in after the fact and show him your therapist.
Not tampons, okay? The pads.
Is that what you
think? Oh, I was going to say, tampons. That's what
you think. Well, you can do it with tampons. You just have to throw them against the wall.
I was going to say, they're just a red rocket.
Do you think the therapy is a place where you go to give recommendations to your therapist? You don't always have to give recommendations to people. Sometimes they're in charge. They're the professional.
No wonder I can't go. Oh, so it'd be Rorschach tampons then?
No, Rorschach, pads.
What kind of pads? Like Kotex?
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever brand you like to use.
Do you ever do that, look at them and go, well, that reminds me of The Thinker by Rodin.
Yeah. No.
You don't study them?
No.
You don't look at them like after you, when you wipe? You look after you wipe, right? Just make sure things are fine.
Make sure you're healthy.
First off, you have to at least once know you're done.
No, but with the Kotex, you ever show it to your boyfriend and go, look.
No.
It's kind of like you at that basketball game.
Is this what you do at home?
Of course not.
Does this look like the bad signal to you, honey? By the way, we're breaking up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.